Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
They say no man is an island, be a man. You feel that's true?
No man? That's no man's land over there.
Do you think that you'd have your own island, like a la Epstein, like be a man island?
Yeah.
What would that be like?
Fucking eat meat, bang broads, lift weights, do the right thing, you know. Would you be a man, Ten Commandments.
Would you walk around with a loincloth with your big old fucking ham bone and sack hanging on
the
ground?
There'd be a lot of broads, but they'd be over 18, believe me.
Would you have a staff like the island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah, I could see being a man would probably, like, you would make sure, like, there would definitely be hookers on the island, right? But they would be, like, taken care of, like 401k, like.
They'd be
like
kicking up to me, obviously.
Like a real enterprise.
Yeah, legitimate.
So what do you think of this fucking, these people that went to this island? Some of these names that have been released, do you think all of them were involved in nefarious activities? Or some
Stephen
unwittingly
Hawkins?
Went there?
Stephen Hawkins?
Why was he there? I mean, if he was with an above-age person, the poor bastard, right?
Yeah.
How sick does the person, I don't even want to say the chick, God forbid a young girl, whatever, right? But who the fuck would touch Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, but a lot of people, I think, just went there as like a, it was like a resort kind of place.
But now it's tainted.
Yeah, I know, but like Naomi Campbell was there, and like a lot of people, it was like a destination, like a cool place to be. I mean, I saw that. Did you see that movie Babylon?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if that's true to life, but it's it was about like Hollywood and that scene in the 1920s. And I always heard, I'm going to read a book on it. I'm curious
about
like
books?
Errol Flynn. No, just to be a man book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say for a minute.
But I'm going to read about that era of movies because I've always heard and like seen things about what it was like back then.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Real fucking, you know, perverted parties
casting
and stuff.
College, all
you,
that
you
bullshit.
Like it. You like that movie.
That's how it was.
I mean, it's like a 3-hour movie.
When I heard about that stuff, you know, that kind of stuff in the entertainment business, even when I started, that was very true.
Yeah.
The casting couch was big. And it still exists to some extent.
No,
it's not what it used to be. But those people that went to that island, you're tainted now. If you're on the manifesto, right? Now it's like, when did you stop beating your wife? Now you got to say, look, I was there, but, you know, I it doesn't look good.
They're releasing 200 names this month, I believe. Or did they already?
They released a lot of them. I don't know if there's any more names to come.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, women. I think a lot of people went there as just like a destination, like a cool place to be with all the fucking, you know, hobnobbing all the fucking big names.
Fuck them, because even if those people did go there innocently, there was enough fucking smoke and fire about Epstein. They knew what he was.
Yeah, well,
they knew the guy was a piece of shit. They go, well, I'm just going for the vacation portion.
Usually more times than not with this smoke, this fire.
Right.
Always, you know.
So how about if you went there and people go, be a man, we see your fucking name was on the flight manifesto.
Yeah, I was banging broads in their 20s.
but people are going to have their doubts.
No, fuck them. They see my dick going into a young girl?
Oh!
I mean.
God forbid.
I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, Kevin Spacey, no surprise there.
No surprise.
Shocker.
Fucking Copperfield.
Yeah, like why
he's
do
a,
you?
He's
like,
a weirdo. I was at a magic show that he did, and
I hate magic.
He came. This was down at Foxwoods. He walked right down the aisle in front of me and my girl, like doing something. And then he had like these young girls who were part of the act, and they were walking up the stairs onto the stage, and they like grabbed his ass on the way up, and it was like it was all choreographed. It was stupid,
fucking
though.
Idiot.
He's just a fucking pervert.
He sucks.
Didn't you hear about all the stuff that came out about him?
Yeah, too bad he couldn't make the fucking flight log disappear.
No shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking bum. He should be ruined.
Yeah, I can't stand serious magicians.
Yeah.
Like fucking David Blaine. Like he's like staring into your fucking soul and fucking like all those fucking.
Never heard of him. How about Larry Glick?
Larry Glick, he was a hypnotist.
Yeah,
he was a radio guy.
He used to hypnotize people.
Yeah, I don't believe in being hypnotized. You, Tonzo?
No, I don't think I could ever be hypnotized.
Never.
It seems that people can get hypnotized, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you must, I don't think
you'd be a certain type.
I don't think I'd let somebody in mentally.
No.
Yeah.
You got to be a certain type of person to get hypnotized. Yeah. It's like those people that get dropped in the fucking church. Hallelujah. They fall on the ground. You stick an arm around. They're slain in the spirit or whatever they say. That's a bunch of bullshit. I don't buy it. I think those people pay $20 a fucking head before the service. Go, listen, I tap you on the shoulder, hit the fucking deck, okay? I roll your eyeballs in the back of your head. And speak in tongues, you get $50.
Yeah, well, those things are televised, too, so maybe they're just trying to get some fucking screen time.
They're so full of shit, aren't they? Could you ever do that, be a man? Could you be slain in the spirit if you were so fucking moved?
No, I don't think
fall
so.
Fall on the ground, start flopping around like a
mentally
fish.
Mentally weak people who can be taken advantage of, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They prey on them. Mine or yours?
Yeah, not me. Yeah, no, I can't be fucking hypnotized. Yeah. I refuse to let it in.
Yeah.
But back to the fucking island, right? You think they had a guy like fucking Tattoo going, the plane! The plane! The pedos are coming! The pedos are coming!
Yeah, like, were there, was there, like, fucking, like, 13-year-old girls that were putting, like, fucking lays over your neck when you got off the plane? Like, fucking...
The fuck?
Like, what was, like, the greeting like? And was there, like, dinners and, like... So it was supposed to be, like, fucking, like, you were getting away. You were going for the weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
A retreat. A retreat. How about Clinton, that big fucking pervert, man?
No shit.
He's been there the most.
No surprise.
Yeah. Nah.
Did you go with Hillary or alone?
Well, you know, her name's been linked to going there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it may have been, like, a... destination place for all these fucking people of money.
She's a true enabler. She knows what a piece of shit the husband's been, right? She, you know something? She's as evil as he is.
She took it. She took it like a man.
Oh, right? I'll say.
Because she wanted to advance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she knew.
But I mean, like, how fucked is that? That, like, fucking, when you go into Epstein's apartment in New York, he had that painting of
what
Bill Clinton in a fucking dress.
Yeah. What an asshole. I mean, he couldn't have really posed for that, could he? Or was that, like, I mean, how the fuck did that happen?
It's a painting.
Right. So did he pose on the chair with the fucking dress?
Yeah.
Or did they just paint his fucking head on someone?
Yeah, maybe they got somebody else.
Either way, it's fucked
body
up.
Body model?
Either way, it's no good. If I was Clinton, that was my friend, I'd go, give me that fucking painting and get rid of it. We're not going to be friends if you get the fucking painting.
Be a man. Would you pose nude for like an artist?
Never.
No?
No. They used to have them come in like, I don't know, like in college, like Tuesday nights. We used to climb up in the windows and look in the windows.
Would you jerk off it? To a girl posing as a model?
No.
Was that enticing to you? Like,
no, just, no.
To me, those
brought some... Is that what they did at Epstein's Island?
No. Not Epstein, but when you were in college, if they had, like, the art class and some chick was posing for the artist, would you masturbate to that?
No.
That's not enough for you.
I don't want to get caught. But, I mean, they had the classes, like, it would be, like, on a Tuesday night, and, you know, you knew some of the people that could be there. The girl was coming in. We should climb up in the windows and look in. You know,
so I'm saying, I would have probably rubbed
look
one
at
out.
Tits.
How about those chicks, your girlfriend, they go, listen, don't take this the wrong way. I need the money. I'm going to pose nude for art class. You know I'm not a slut, but I'm going to do this because I need the $50. I'd say, fuck no, you do this, it's over.
Yeah, right? That's. I mean, you got to think that stripping in comparison to that is like a value bet. You go out for two songs and you make a couple of $100.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's more artistic to do it for art.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta hold the pose all fucking nude.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. The perverted professor, so full of shit.
And they always find the worst part of you to fucking zone in on and really fucking put the detail to. So if you had like a little bit of an overhang.
Right.
Fucking
yeah, they'll accentuate it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking assholes.
But there was a lot of stuff that went on over there. Like, they had like 13-year-old girls over there and stuff. I mean, well, think of like all these famous people that were there, even if they were just going for fun. And they see these 13-year-old girls who are getting, you know, having sex, which is rape, right?
Yeah.
And they let it go for years. I mean, that's fucking, bad, man.
They're all guilty.
Yeah.
If you're there and you knew about this and you went along with it, I'm sorry. You're guilty by association.
Well, and then you have, like, the whole side of it where the locals knew it was going down for years.
You know, getting paid off.
Yeah, and they referred to it as fucking Pedophile Island, yeah. And it was like a joke around town. Like, oh, yeah, fucking they're flying in some more A-list celebrities to Pedophile Island.
How did Epstein make all his money? Was he in the movie?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They don't even know how he really made all his money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say how they've talked about this. How would this guy get so fucking rich? They still don't really answer
J.P. Morgan enabled him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they finance him or something?
This is a whole dirty cabal. Like,
yeah.
The Hollywood fucking pedal ring.
Was he killed or did he have...
Oh, he was totally killed. Yeah. Every fucking forensic pathologist said he was killed and strangled to death.
Too many famous people were on that island. He had too much to tell.
1,000% fucking murdered.
Yeah.
The camera went off. The guard stepped away.
Mm.
I mean...
Good timing.
Right?
Yeah, like how many people fucking chipped in on that hit?
Oh. The ligature was tightened around his neck. It's just like a fucking cord.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing, right? You know, a lot of people associated with the Clintons have bit the fucking dust, you know. There's at least three.
Yeah, remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Going way back to Vince Foster.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, some young guy got fucking whacked to the back of the head a few years ago. Like walking down the street, fucking shot in the back of the head, wallet, everything remained.
Execution style.
Execution style. Is that how you want to take it, be a man?
22 behind the ear. Fucking rattles inside your brain. Kills you.
Is that how you would do it?
Yeah, that's how I would do it.
Would you execute these people from Pedo Island if you were in charge?
I would kill anybody if I could get away with it. If I knew I was good, 100% going to get away with it. Wouldn't you? Is it people you'd like to kill?
Well, there's some, not everyone, but I mean, I have a list.
Yeah. I mean, if you could get away with not be caught, I mean, I have no remorse.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. It's not the biggest thing in the world, I guess, to fucking off someone. Especially if they have a piece of shit, right?
Right.
I mean, it's better you're off people in the army fucking shooting each other. You don't know them.
Yeah, right. It's okay
fuck
then,
fuck that, man.
Loophole.
You know?
So do you guys think these people are going to start getting canceled, like the people that were like affiliated with the island?
Well, it's been, how long has it been, like 5 years?
I don't think so, man. I think they're going to skate away.
Yeah. When did he die? Like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Three or four years ago?
4 years ago.
I mean, a lot of them are liberals.
That's what I mean.
you know, so.
They're protecting their own.
Yeah, so I think they're going to get away with
they
it.
They do that, you notice. They protect themselves. They cocooned.
Oh, yeah.
They stand up for each other, and I think they're going to get away with it. All of them.
And, like, these celebrities always end up in sketchy places because they usually get hired to do, like, fucking, like, private parties and stuff.
Right.
I saw a documentary where Leo... he was in with the Malaysian, some guy that was scamming the Malaysian government.
Oh.
And fucking, they funded Wolf of Wall Street with stolen Malaysian money.
I believe it.
I never fucking knew that. it makes perfect sense.
Hollywood's dirty. Dirty. Oh, yeah. Seedy. Politicians. Dirty. Everywhere. Seedy.
Yeah, but they were saying like Leo was asking somebody else and was like, "Hey, is this money clean? Is this money good?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, this money's great." And fucking, he had to give it all back. There was like fucking like 30 celebrities that had to give it all back.
Man, I would love to see a big time celebrity fucking toppled over this. Like really fucking ruined. But what's it going to take for them to be ruined?
If Clint Eastwood was younger and he was there, they would.
Right. Like Clinton, they've been talking about his shit for years. Oh, yeah. Still fucking walking
he's just
around.
A known proven pervert.
Yeah,
it's no surprise.
I mean, I was gonna say if you're gonna give him credit, but you can't give him credit. The guy's been a lifelong pervert. At least he's committed to it.
Yeah,
he's been a piece of shit for his whole fucking life.
But like, there's a lot of the American people have a soft spot for the fucking goofy old guy, old pervert.
Do you think that the guests were invited there to be blackmailed?
No, I don't think so. There's so many of them.
Well, I heard that that's one of the reasons that the lid never got blown off. It was all those people that Epstein would compile a dossier on them to use for potential blackmail.
Really? To save his own ass? Because he didn't need the money.
Well, he got away with shit. Yeah. A couple of those cases he got away with.
Of course.
In Florida, he got away with something. They knew it. You know what I mean?
You get money and a good lawyer, anything's possible.
Oh, Dershowitz was with him.
Yeah.
He said he was just there on vacation.
Well, that's what a lot of them are going to prove. If there's nothing on video,
right?
Like there would be nowadays, they're going to skate.
I think they're all going to get away with it.
Yep.
It's funny with these sexual things and this kind of stuff, like even Trump and all the charges he faces.
I mean, how the fuck you prove that? I mean, what's he like? They made it sound like he just went in and he just fucking banged it from behind.
You
or
know
something?
I don't believe it.
I can't find that hard. I would say I wouldn't believe if it was Clinton. I mean,
right?
Just seems like kind of far fetched. But
do you see Sammy the Bull Gravano came out and supported Trump?
Did he?
He said, "I tried to corrupt him for years. He was incorruptible." That's saying something.
No shit.
Sammy the Bull. This was just a couple of days ago. He goes, "We tried to get to Trump. We could not get to him."
Be a man. Experience.
Isn't it horrifying to think that, like, one of the random parties that you went to 20 years ago, that something could come out that fucking there was little girls chained in the basement or something, and you're guilty by default?
You're ruined. That's right. As we always tell our kids, be careful who you hang out with.
Yeah.
Right? It's true. It's an old fucking cliche, but it's the truth. Mm. Right?
And it's like, these people are all loaded rich. If they wanted a vacation, they could just go on fucking vacation.
Yeah.
You know
I
mean? Like, this.
They wanted to have the experience once.
Yeah.
They knew the guy was a fucking pervert and they associated with him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's that whole scene, like that whole Hollywood scene.
Look at Weinstein, that piece of shit.
Yeah, I was going to say. Weinstein, Epstein.
All the liberals, they fucking cheered him. Remember Meryl Streep going, "Harvey's like God," she said so famously. Mm-hmm. She fucking knew what he was about. Everybody knew.
Did you ever work with her?
Her?
Yeah.
No. I refuse to work with her. No, I won't work with her. She's not up to my fucking level. I don't give a fuck how many Academy Awards she won, how many movies she did. They gave me the chance, I'd blow her the fuck away.
I've never seen her in anything that's blown me away.
Fuck her.
Like, honestly, can you think of, like, something she
Bridges
did that
of Madison
was...
County. That was, like, okay, right?
She's no better than anybody else.
But she's, I think she appeals more to females.
I guess.
You know, she's in a lot of those type of movies, so.
Yeah, I can't get too fucking excited by her.
You wouldn't see her.
The Devil Wears Prada. She was a good bitch. Okay, big fucking deal.
You wouldn't see her in, like, Apocalypse Now or something,
you know? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. All these actors are overrated, except for me.
Of course.
That's why they fucking blackballed me.
They did.
You know what I mean?
It's horrible.
They knew. Horrible I knew I was fucking taking control.
I'm surprised they didn't try to forge your name on the manifesto.
The manifesto. How do you explain this, John?
Fucking crazy. So was that where it was? Was part of America? Was it the U.S. Virgin Islands. So it was part of America.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it was a different country, then you could see how he could get a lot.
Right.
But it's right in America, I mean.
He could pay the fucking government. Those corrupt countries. Yeah. Oh, this country's pretty fucking corrupt too, isn't it?
Yeah.
But them third world countries, you just grease the fucking prime minister. So here you go.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Go in the room.
But I just don't understand the fucking, like, the people on the mainland, like... He's fucking going to the grocery store and fucking picking up shit, or he's cutting through or something like that, and it's like, and everyone's like, "Oh, there he goes, he's going off to fucking Pedophile Island," and it happens for fucking 6 or 7 years, and fucking nobody does shit.
God. He used to go there 2 or 3 times a month for days at a time, so he spent most of his time there, probably.
How about the broad, Ghislaine Maxwell?
She was up in Manchester by the Sea, High Note.
Yeah. There's a broad who's fucking loaded in her own right, right? The father was loaded.
The father was his girlfriend, right? It's not his girlfriend. Yeah,
but she was the facilitator.
Yeah, she's like the madam.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She was the groomer.
Yeah.
She's in the fucking can.
Yeah.
Where she belongs.
She did, she went away for like 10 or 20 years. Yeah. She got sentenced.
Oh, she's fucked.
She was hiding out up in the North Shore.
Yeah. They got her. Take the fucking cell phone. She got too cute with the fucking cell phone. She got pinged. She was triangulated right in the box.
But yeah, I mean, that's grooming is such a huge thing, and fucking, and it was smart of fucking your boy Epstein to get somebody that wasn't like a celebrity,
right?
That was kind of like a fucking, you know, cougar looking lady that could fucking empathize and fucking
they
try to prey
on the young who had no money and stuff, probably. Oh, you know,
that Maxwell was a good looking broader youth.
Different countries, they you know, they have different values. Like, I know, like, some of the Asian countries, the South Asian countries, they're, you know, they celebrate when a girl is born because they can put the girl to work as selling a body.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
I know, the mother and father fucking support that, right? They live off her.
They celebrate when they have a daughter. I mean, sickening.
You know? Dirty worms.
Yeah, so I can picture like some Asian guy at a gender reveal party, and it comes out pink, and he's like,
"You be hooker, my dollar go be hooker."
Be a man. Experience.
How much would you have to get paid to work on the island and keep it a secret?
I would like to think I'm incorruptible myself and would not do so. Yeah,
I
mean, something
like that, I don't think they could put a price on it. I got to go there and support that.
Yeah, like if you knew it was sketchy.
Covert operation fucking assassinate Epstein.
I'd come in like a fucking Navy SEAL with a black face, fucking snorkel, hit the fucking beach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I knew I was going to a sketchy island to do some sketchy shit, that's how I'd show up. I'd show up on a fucking dinghy.
That's what they should call it, a sketchy island.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, I got a good thing. If your name does appear in the manifesto, that's right. You just say, it looks bad, but I was there. I was doing a covert operation.
Yeah. Undercover.
I was trying to break the fucking ring, and I got caught up in the dragnet. I want someone to go down, be a man. Do you?
Yeah, I'm curious what happens, how it all...
Yeah.
Yeah, I want all the fucking big names to go down and to see them actually do fucking jail time, too.
Look at the fucking people arrested on January 6th, the fucking Capitol, right? If you're anywhere near the place, they got thrown in fucking jail.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're some granny from the Midwest holding a flag, they got fucking arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. Anybody on that island, throw them in the fucking can. See how they like it.
But there's something about, like, the unwritten rule of going to, like, an island. You know that some sketchy shit's going to fucking go down. You know, it's not like PG-13. When you go on a private island, you know that there's going to be some fucking unruly
shit. Was Weinstein over there?
Oh.
He's long gone.
Oh, no. It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no. I bet with money he'd be there. He's one of the top perverts of all time.
Because this whole thing came out, like, before fucking he kicked the bucket, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This has been percolating for many years, but I would say he was there. I haven't seen his name on the list yet, but he had to be there.
He's been dead about, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
3 or 4 years, Epstein.
Fucking, I think the Clintons fucking off him, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're the top of the list.
It makes you wonder.
I think, like you said, it was probably fucking like a bunch of people that were invested in the like fucking. I'll chip in.
The fix was in, man.
Right?
Yeah.
The fix was in.
There was scuttlebutt that Hillary Clinton was. I saw another thing heavily fucking implicated in that, and the guy who said it said for the first time in his life he's afraid for his life. A reporter. You can look this up. It's happened a few days ago, because the people are known to fucking disappear. They're wrong. The Clintons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the government's is their own form of the mafia.
Right.
You know, when you're that high up. So.
That's why we go outside to our cars now. We got to watch out.
Get the automatic car started.
We may get fucking offed. Talking shit about the Clintons.
But it's just like, how much money do you have to make before you start doing crazy shit like this? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think, like, the cutoff is? Yeah.
I mean, just fucking put together a fucking island of, you know, island of perversion.
I mean, you know, there's no excuse for fucking, that fucking behavior.
Crazy, man.
Those people that become sicko. Perverts. They're disgusting.
It's a sick fuck.
The fact that they made all that money, go, oh, I was bored. I tried everything. I don't know. That would be their cop-out.
Oh, yeah.
I was spoiled by riches. I don't know what to do. Mm. Bullshit.
You know what I think they should do with the island? They should make all the people that are on those manifestos pay money to transform it into a theme park. And then the money from the theme park goes to the victims of these fucking evil fucking monsters. Yeah. Like,
well, the guy who bought it has gone. What's he putting condos there or something?
Is he?
I think the guy who bought the island is... going to develop into something.
Yeah. How about if they fenced it off and they just left them there like fucking animals? You get dropped off there, fend for yourself. Say, see you later.
Yeah.
No goods and services will be brought in.
Like Survivor.
Whichever here is here.
Yeah.
Nothing will be coming in from the fucking mainland. You're all like on your own. You can't ever leave it.
Put like 1,000 lions on there, haven't eaten in a month.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Was that like fucking Dr. Moreau?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Hunger Games.
Right. Yeah, let's do that. That's a good solution.
Yeah, fuck, I mean, there's got to be something fucking, like, done with it. But, like, you were saying, the condos, like, fucking, it's not like I'm going to bring some broad that I'm piping to fucking Epstein's Island.
No.
Fucking, oh, I got a romantic getaway lined up for you.
Where's who? Epstein's Island. What? How dare you? Want to go to Epstein's Island? How long you want to go to Epstein's Island for?
Tell your ex-girlfriend you're going to bring it to Disney and drop her off at Epstein's Island. Be a man.
Right. How about you start telling people to break their fucking balls and make them nervous? Go, oh, yeah? I'm going to tell people your name was on fucking the Epstein Island Manifesto. have fun trying to dispel that rumor.
I want to research and see who's been released.
Yeah?
I'm going to do that later.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been, like, a lot of, like, basic people that, like, keep coming up. Like you said, Naomi Campbell, Kate Blanchett. Fucking Cameron Diaz. She does not strike me as the type of broad that would be at one of those fucking parties.
No.
But I
think that Hollywood mentality, I mean, they're all fucked up. Like, they're open to everything, it seems, you know?
And Hollywood Babylon, like
shit,
you said.
Yeah, the shit went on in, like, 1920.
Oh,
100 years ago, all the shit that was going on.
Those studio heads used to fucking go nuts with the broads.
They have wild parties, fucking crazy sex acts and...
It's debauchery.
Fucking coke everywhere back then.
Babanya.
Yeah,
yeah, and I mean,
debauchery.
Michael Jackson was there, so you know that there was some fucking... Oh, yeah.
No good, man. It all looks bad, doesn't it?
It was a little boys.
Yeah, like if I'm fucking Cate Blanchett and fucking I walk in there and then fucking Copperfield walks in and then Michael Jackson walks in, I'd be like, what the fuck
all
is going
cast.
On?
I smell a rat, you say, right off the bat. I demand to leave the island.
All star cast of perverts.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about the private island. I would, if I was invited to a private island, I would bring my own dinghy.
Oh, you have to.
Not knowing like that you could escape, I wouldn't be able to fucking like... Enjoy the festivities.
Shut down the fucking island. You're stuck, right?
Yeah.
How about if Epstein fucking shuts it down?
Guy's got a sick mind to fucking put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Evil.
Could at least make sure that like the girls were over 18 and they were getting paid as prostitutes.
Yeah,
right?
401k. Yeah, you know, they were taken care of.
No good, man. May he rot in fucking hell if there is a hell.
May he rot in
be
fucking
live by
hell,
the door.
Huh?
Was it live by the sword?
Right.
Die by the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did he die? He smashed his head off a...
Epstein?
Oh, he hung himself?
No, he was strangled to death.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they said he hung himself, but they look at every autopsy and every expert, they go, no.
Was it like one of the ones where like they said that like he did it with by the doorknob and he's like sitting on the floor and like the string is like fucking, there's tons of slack in it?
Yeah, but they said it was a sheet and the fucking mark is not of a sheet.
Yeah.
It's kind of a wire.
How come?
And it went all the way fucking back.
Wasn't he on camera?
Oh, no. The cameras were broken then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Service.
And the guard was
maintenance.
There.
They've never broke before. And the guard fucking, hell, it take 10, Smitty, for a butt. Okay, me too. Me too. No guards, no camera.
I mean, wouldn't they just give him some cyanide in his food or something to kill him? Because
maybe they want him to feel pain.
Yeah. I mean, it just so seems so obvious that they killed him.
That's how much they don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Because they know they're going to get away with it. They're bigger than us. They'll say, fuck you. We don't care what you think, what it looks like. We're doing this.
Well, and that like sets the tone more. You know, that there was like a brutal strangling, like opposed to, like you said, like cyanide or something like that.
Puts fear into regular people. So you step out of line, you're next.
Oh, yeah, you're getting fucking choked out.
You talk about the Clintons on the Be a Man podcast, you're fucked.
Hotline. Be a Man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
Be a Man hotline. We have a call from Dallas. This is about a shitty nickname.
Hey, gentlemen. I guess you can call this more of a boy named Sue moment than a be a man moment, but I guess they go hand in hand. When I was about 16, my dad had some friends over, and they were discussing their favorite sporting goods stores. One man was explaining why Dunham's was his favorite, and another was giving his reasons for loving Cabela's and so on. When it came to be my turn, I said something that still haunts me to this day. I said without any foresight, I love dicks. And from then on, my nickname around our rural community became Dick Lover. Now, even though I'm in my early 30s, there are still some country stores I can't enter without being greeted with, "Hey, it's Dick Lover. Embrace your shitty nickname. Be a man."
Dick Lover.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough when you have a name that, like... rhymes with like a body part, like something.
Yeah.
Like
when I was a kid, right, I picked up a jock strap and a cup that fell. It was somewhere, and I put the cup to my face like a fucking fighter pilot, and a kid saw me do it, and they were calling me jock sniffer for a while.
How old were you?
7, 8, 9, oh, whatever, the kid. But an older kid tagged me. He fucking sniffed the jock. He put it up on the right of his face. Frank Centrella. He thinks I forgot his fucking name. If you're out there, cocksucker, this ain't over. Okay? You remember that? I was a little fucking kid. You said that to me?
Never over.
Never. But yeah, you got to watch out.
Yeah, I mean, the kids in my neighborhood, they weren't that creative. They called me shit stain because they found, because there was a bunch of kids playing, and I put my duffel bag that was like my overnight bag down, and I had a bunch of toys in it, and fucking I turned my head, and one of the kids was going through the fucking pockets, and he pulled out a pair of my fucking skivvies that had fucking squirts all over the fucking thing.
Your soiled boudandies. Soiled, they call it. Soiled. That's a nice way to put it.
Oh, yeah, they were soiled.
His underpants were soiled when we found him.
But isn't that always the worst when you fucking say something like that is totally fucking like the wrong thing to say, but it's like, oh, yeah, I love dicks. And then fucking you just screwed with it.
Yep. You've seen all those fucking things on the internet. People have had a lot of fun with dicks.
Oh, yeah.
So you see the one with the guy, he goes up to his friend. He came from Staples. Have you seen that one?
No.
He runs up to his friend. He's going, he's running. He goes, hey, Staples really has staples. Then the guy goes running off. The guy goes, where are you going? He goes, dicks. You get it? Yeah, that's been popping up on my feed for fucking years.
Nice.
Be a man. Experience.
There you have it, kids. The Be a Man boys escaped Epstein Island relatively unscathed. Get canceled while talking about people getting canceled. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.